to Mind Your Own Business. Rick Broody along with Jeffrey Davis. You know, I'm going to say we're back.
Forget it. You know, it's great. Usually I go, but you know what? This show has all different types of entrepreneurs on, Rick.
Right.
And you don't have to be a traditional, you know, high-tech or manufacturing guy to be an entrepreneur. And our next guest, Chris Quigley, has Charles Street Family Chiropractic.
See, I was trying to make a back pun, but it slipped out ahead of time.
You want to give it to us anyway?
No, it was too bad. I won't repeat it. Hey, welcome aboard, Dr. Chris.
Good morning, guys.
So what does it say Dr. Chris on here?
Well, I know he's a doctor. Come on. So tell us about Charles Street Family Chiropractic.
Well, Charles Street Care and Chiropractic is now in its 21st year of operation down on Charles Street in Beacon Hill.
Beautiful area of town.
It's been a wonderful 21 years. You know, our office is, you know, we take care of all sorts of people and everything from newborn babies to 100-year-old people.
Newborn babies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they need a chiropractor?
Well, according to the research, 80% of us got our first spinal injury at birth.
You mean coming out?
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, you got to get that big head through that small opening there, you know. It can be pretty traumatic.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Well,
I never looked at it that way. And then why would a 100-year-old have to go? They've lived a good life.
I'm not making any jokes about my mother right now.
Well, 100-year-olds, they want to keep moving, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, chiropractic is used by all sorts of top performers to keep moving, you know.
Can you get my meniscus back in shape as it was when I was 18?
Your meniscus in your knee?
Yeah.
No. Probably not, but you never know. We got some cool tools for things like that.
You know, a lot of people get injured in playing sports and stuff. And is that a big part of your practice?
And there was just a big article about all these men between 50 and 60 getting knee replacements.
Well, you know, we have this era of invincibility here. Everybody wants to go out and still do all the things they did. You know, I heard you talking about some tennis walking in here. So if you want to keep active and keep on top of your game, you're going to see a chiropractor. I mean, you got people here. Tom Brady's been seeing his chiropractor since high school. Tiger Woods seen his chiropractor since high school. You know,
it's working for one of them.
Well, that's Tiger's knee, you know. I mean, getting back to our knee discussion. You know, if you want to keep top of your game, you want to see a chiropractor.
Now, Chris, you are not a rookie to radio, I can tell.
No, I had my own radio show before.
I know you did.
I'm wondering, you know, with all these health clubs and these, these instructors at health clubs, and I'm assuming that they cut into your rightful clients, that they pretend to be sort of baby chiropractors. You know, because they're, you know, if my knee hurts and I'm at the health club, it's normal to say to the person who does all my workout routine, well, I got problems in my knee. You know, what do you think I should do for exercise? So is that a problem for you in terms of, you know, lay people giving advice?
Not at all. Because, I mean, most people don't even know what a chiropractor does, never mind, you know.
Well, why don't you tell us what a chiropractor does? I don't know.
Or a good chiropractor.
A good chiropractor.
You don't stick needles in my back, do you?
No,
my acupuncturist.
Oh, okay.
Was he on last week?
No, she was not on last week. But if you know Rick, he always has a target on his back.
All the time. More than one.
I see, chiropractor is based on your getting your body to work at its optimum. You know, as you know, the brain and nervous system control every single action in your body, every single function. And chiropractors are really nerve doctors, and we focus on getting your nervous system, which controls every single function, working at its best. So this is why, again, we see people, you know, people come see us for all sorts of health problems, not just back problems. I mean, I brought some stories here about some folks, you know, came into me for a back problem and then no longer have allergies. I get people who've, you know, kids with ear infections. And it's really by getting your body performing at its optimum. So chiropractic is the original wellness business.
How long has chiropractic medicine been around?
Chiropractic's been around since 1895. A gentleman by the name of D.D. Palmer did the first chiropractic adjustment on his deaf janitor, and the guy got his hearing back.
Wow. How did that happen?
Is that what they teach you at chiropractic school?
That's what they teach us at chiropractic school, and it says it in his book, too.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was the first chiropractic patient. The second chiropractic patient had heart trouble. And they're just, you know, chiropractic started because of the results it got.
Can you speed up my metabolism so I can eat more food?
I don't know. I think you need to do a little more exercise. We can help you, your body work better so you can optimize using your food, but, you know, you got to work on your metabolism on your own.
I said that somewhat facetiously, but I'm wondering for people who are listening, you know, how far does it go? I mean, do people come in and ask for, you know, go to a chiropractor sometimes for sexual dysfunction?
Well, let's put it this way. We've helped a lot of people get pregnant over the years.
Really? How?
Well, again, usually, again, what controls your reproductive organs?
I don't have any.
Well, you know, I don't want to, you know. Let's not go
That's
there.
That's a long story. So you're also, you do a
I
lot
was
of
thinking
public
like ovaries
speaking
and things.
What was that?
I was thinking ovaries.
Oh, ovaries, yeah. Well, you know.
Of course, you do a lot of public speaking.
That is
you?
Correct, yes.
You're part of this National Speakers Association. What's that all about?
That's a group of, that's a big umbrella for people who do a lot of public speaking. I've gotten a lot of great information from them over the years to help me get better at doing what I'm doing. But one of the things I do to go meet people is I do a lot of corporate presentations, like stuff on nutrition, stuff on stress reduction, stuff on preventing low back injuries. I have a great program for you guys. It's called Spine and Swing. It's a golf workshop. So
really? Now, when you have a back problem or a problem, how long do you have to come back every week or every month, or is it vary by the patient?
Depends how bad it is. You know, if you got someone, you know, youngsters like you guys, you know, it might take a little longer. But, you know, it all depends on how bad the problem is. If the problem is more severe, obviously it's going to take more time.
And do you also, as part of the treatment, give supplements, or, you know, is there any not medication that you
well, you
recommend?
Can't prescribe, but you can recommend vitamins.
Absolutely. You know, basically we look at nutrition supplements in three different levels. We have like a bronze package, a silver package, and a gold package. The basic stuff everybody should be taking is stuff like omega-3s. You guys take omega-3s yet?
Fish oil.
Fish
yep.
oils?
I take four pills a day.
Excellent. That's excellent. You want to take some vitamin D.
D3.
Exactly. All right. You want to be on top of that. Taking in probably 2,000 IU a day is probably where you should be at with that. Because everybody in Massachusetts... Everybody in Massachusetts is deficient in vitamin D because your body doesn't make any from November 1st to April 1st.
Right.
Really?
D3.
That's right.
Not D3.
D3. That's right.
This is in addition to my multiple vitamin that I take?
Correct.
Because it's not enough in that.
Yeah. Most of your multivitamins, you got to take the really high-quality stuff because most of them aren't absorbed too
so
well.
So you know the Consumer Reports rates as having the best vitamins?
Who?
Costco.
Really?
Consumer Reports says Costco has the highest quality vitamins.
Really?
And they're also the least expensive.
I haven't seen that. I'd like to see that.
Now, tell me about the gold package. What's in this one?
So the gold
package.
Still
on the vitamins. Are there any other vitamins that you like?
Well, you got vitamin E. You got to take high-quality vitamin E. See, most people don't really... Vitamin E is very misunderstood because there was a couple of really crappy research projects out a couple of years ago. Vitamin E is the hub of your body's anti-toxin mechanism.
I take vitamin E, too, so we're 3 for 3 so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, vitamin E.
So how many pills do you take a day?
I'm probably taking, a couple of fish oil. I probably take only about 15 a day.
You want to tell us any other hot ones you like? I just want to see how I'm doing on your checklist.
Let me see. We've got D3, omegas, vitamin E. There's one other thing in there.
No glucosamine? No, go see your chiropractor.
No, glucosamine's a tough one because glucosamine is a very large molecule. So it's very hard for your body to absorb it. So
right.
This is why you usually got to take glucosamine for like...
It's never been proven to work, but they invented it for horses, didn't they? Horse racing.
I'm not really familiar with that, but...
Well, you know, I'm just a resource.
When Jeffrey and I were younger, we used to take a lot of vitamin L, but we don't take that anymore.
What's vitamin L?
No, we'll talk after the show.
Doesn't sound like it's for a family-rated audience.
Exactly. So that's interesting. So you take the supplements and the treatment, and you're saying that if you keep us in balance, we should be able to live a healthier lifestyle.
What about biotin?
Biotin, that's a B vitamin. It's really important. It's a good one. Get that in your B complex.
Right.
Now, a lot of people think, you know, if I go to my regular doctor, they don't always recommend to go see a chiropractor.
No, because we're not on their team, so to say. You know, I mean, you have the medical profession in the past has been very biased against chiropractors.
That's right. Why is that?
Well, that they're like that with a lot of professionals. They're like that with psychologists, too.
Well, you know,
not one of their own.
AMA was found guilty back in the 80s for conspiring to contain and eliminate the chiropractic profession. The AMA in, like, the 50s and 60s, used it as a recruiting tool that, you know, they created this, like, common enemy and then to get a recruiting tool for more membership in the AMA. And they just, you know, out of just pure bias, created this campaign and were found guilty in federal court of conspiring to contain and eliminate the chiropractic
I'm not
profession.
Surprised. I didn't, you know, because a lot of times you read about when they used to have these the auto accidents and people would – have these so-called fake injuries, and they would go to a physical therapist and
chiropractor.
And the insurance companies were coming down on it, so it got some bad press too.
Sure, that was several years ago. I remember that.
I remember that too.
Didn't you see the doctor on the episode of Boston Legal?
No. I don't watch it.
So I noticed that you do a lot of work with large corporations as well.
Correct.
So what do you do like annual meetings, strategic meetings with them?
Yeah, more like wellness programs. Okay. So last week I was at a company called Digitas down in downtown Boston doing a stress workshop.
Sure.
And next week I'm at the Boston Foundation.
From Digitas, well, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And then next week I'm at the Boston Foundation doing another stress workshop. And before that I was at a design firm down in the convention district down there.
Yeah.
You know, that neighborhood there before we get to the South Boston. So
it used to be the Seaport.
The Seaport, there you go.
The Innovation District.
The Innovation District.
Now, and when you say stress workshops, how do you help us with our stress?
Well, at the stress workshop, we go over, a nice way to look at health is there's three big components. There's think well, move well, and eat well. All right? So it's basically healthy thoughts, in terms of how to manage stress, a big thing for people is just saying no. And I say, you got to be able to say no because, if you're trying to make everybody happy. I thought
talk about that
talk
after
about
the
that
show,
later.
Too. Yeah, so I'm thinking well.
We go over some good time management techniques, go over how, there's no such thing as a stressful situation per se. It's a matter of how you respond to the stress. So, for example, really, in Boston here, we got a lot of traffic. You can look at traffic as, we got a great opportunity to listen to some books on tape, or, I get to talk to my mom on the phone, or you can get really stressed out because, we got traffic.
Rage.
Well,
road
I've stopped
rage,
listening. Exactly. I've cut down on my sports radio, and I'm listening to more relaxing music because I'm tired of, reporters on sports radio screaming about how upset they are.
Yeah, exactly. I listen to this for entertainment, just, wacky some of the people are who call in. And.
Oh, yeah. People are passionate about this.
Unbelievable.
It's now, like, get a life.
Rick leaves this radio show and then just calls in other ones.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why he's so good on a mic then.
Exactly. So now what about eating well? Now, you talk about these supplements, but what about, should I eat a lot of fish or vegetables? What do you recommend
on
nutrition?
That's still the best, right? A good diet.
A day keeps the doctor away? Or?
The key with nutrition is balance. You got to have balance with your fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. That's, that is a real simple, basic nutrition 101 thing, because if you do that, you're not going to get these big spikes in blood sugar, and big spikes in blood sugar will lead to all sorts of bad problems.
Well, Chris, I'm sorry. We had a lot more questions for you about entrepreneurs, but the segment's running towards the end. If someone wants to get hold of you for any reason, for their own chiropractic needs or for corporate work, how would they get hold of you?
You can call my office at 617-720-1992. I also have a website. It's drquigley.com.
Wow.
Excellent.
That's very good. Well, thanks for coming on, and maybe we'll see you again because, you might have to straighten us out.
Definitely. Be my pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
He's my type of guy. Healthy lifestyle. I'm the embodiment of that.
Who are we talking about? Wait a second. Is this Rick Rudy or did somebody come and take him away?
I forgot to ask him about carbohydrate loading.
Okay, wait a second.
I'm very good at that.
Rick, do you take any vitamins every day?
I do. I take my fish oil. I take the multiple vitamin, and I take two aspirin a day.
And two aspirins? Two baby aspirins?
Yeah, baby aspirins.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a heavy dose.
Yeah, I know.
And
fish oil decrease the aspirin.
Okay.
And have you been to a chiropractor?
Never.
Never.
No, that's why I'm asking, because my doctor recommends that I don't go.
Well, I went after I had a big car accident about 22 years ago where they closed down the Mass Pike for 2.5 hours. Trucks were blown up and things like that. And I had serious back problems. And I don't know if it helped or it didn't help, but I will say today, because I have degenerative back disease, I have no back pain.
Jeffrey, I used to have we had an old family doctor. And I remember when I had to get a job and I had to get a physical, I went in and he says, "How do you feel?" I said, "Good."
He goes,
"Okay, you passed."
Oh, no.
I got my physical. Those are the old days. That was my type of doctor. But anyway, let's take a break and we'll be right back on Mind Your Own Business.